The question was asked, is there a certain level that one should try to attain when one is doing tshuva or giyur, a level of knowledge of Judaism before one starts building one's home so that one can be an adequate parent to one's children? In general, I'm going to try to answer this question, but I want to begin by saying that I feel that you have to know that I'm all of 32 years of age, which limits my experience, and I recommend that on this question you consult with other people of more experience than myself. That being said, I think that the first point that's important when one considers building one's home is to be balanced in one's Judaism. More than the question of knowledge is the question of consistency. I think that knowledge is something which we can discuss. It's not easy when you don't know basics, but what's far more dangerous, I think, for the Jewish home is when parents who do tshuva are inconsistent. So one day the father decides he's a Breslover chassid, and the next day he's a misnaget. And one day he's growing pace down to here, and the next day he is bringing a TV into the house. As much as within one's own spiritual growth one has ups and downs, one has to try and maintain a certain consistency so that the children can grow up in a normal home. And that, I think, is question number one. Before we discuss knowledge, a person has to reach a comfort level, and a person has to reach a point where, although the pendulum keeps swinging in our spiritual growth, the swings are within a certain normal range, so that we can be confident that we're not going to wake up one morning and say, well, I'm tired of this Shabbos thing. Or we're not going to wake up one morning and decide, that's it, I don't have to work, God's going to take care of everything, now I just grow my pace, go out into the forest and start yelling, na na nachman. You know, there has to be, we have to reach a certain point where we have a picture of the range that we're working within, or at least as best as we can. We have no guarantees, but at least there has to be a certain consistency as far as our history, not only as far as our view to the future. As far as the knowledge base, so we have to know that there are different homes, and part of it depends on what type of home you want to lead. Part of it depends on who your partner in marriage is going to be. Of course, it's recommended that if you're contemplating dating and building a good Jewish home, you should know how to have a kosher kitchen. At least your wife should know. You should know the basics. You should know the basics of Shabbos. You should know how to daven. My recommendation is that you guys make sure to learn the basic stories of Tanakh, and that's why we have our Tanakh class on Sundays, where we cover five chapters a night, so that you guys can get the basic outline of the story. I think that beyond the basics of Torah observance, which is like keeping a family purity, which you learn as a chatan. Basically, you learn, I always mention it in a nutshell, basically you learn from the minute a woman's period begins until it stops, which usually takes about 6 days, and then she counts 7 clean days, so you have 13 days. During that period of time, the couple doesn't touch, they separate their beds at night, they don't pass things from hand to hand, they don't eat from the same plate, they're careful not to say things that can lead to intimacy. That's the major, the laws of family purity. And then once she stops, after about 6 days, once she stops menstruating, so then she checks herself with a cloth twice a day. And then after 7 days that she's checked herself, that she's completely clean, she goes to the mikveh. And after that, the couple is permitted. So that's the basic laws of family purity. You know that 13 days of the month, the couple is separated, and the rest of the month they're together. Obviously, when a woman's pregnant or nursing, then she doesn't see her period usually. So then the couple can have a period of 8-9 months when they're permitted before delivery, and then another year or two after delivery. So you don't really spend the whole life like 13 this way and 16 that way, right? But at any rate, you have to know the basics of family purity. You have to know the basic laws of kashrus, meat, milk. You don't cut a lemon with a fleshik knife and then use the lemon with milchik food. You don't cut you don't cut meat and then cut something parv that you're going to eat in a milchik meal. There's grease that we're concerned about. You have a fleshik pot, a milchik pot, the basics of kashrut, the basics of Shabbos. If you know the basic laws of leading a Jewish life, so then everything else is beneficial. But I don't think it's critical. There are different homes. And I think that one of the important things is to have honesty. Meaning, if you're honest with the kid and you tell him, I don't know, I'm going to ask the rabbi. We try to keep Torah mitzvot, and this is an area I don't know. I think children can respect honesty. I think the problem starts when parents are dishonest, when they're scared of telling their kids, I don't know. I tell my son, every time we learn, we hit a point where I don't know. I don't think I've ever sat with him and said, I don't know. But then again, someone once asked what line I say most, and I said off the bat, the line I say most is, I don't know. So maybe I'm not approved, but I think that's a critical point. To be honest with your kid, don't make things up. What you don't know, you don't know. So verify, find out, don't be lazy. But what you don't know, you don't know. And I think learning continues after you leave Machon Meir. And that's a critical point. If you ensure that you keep learning, so then you'll get your foundation here at Machon Meir. You'll get the basics as long as you're here, as long as we can give it to you. You'll get. It's your job. We're starting the Chumash fresh now, right? We're finishing the whole Chumash. We're starting again. Every one of you should take it upon yourself every week to read the Parsha with the Art Scroll translation. If you're advanced enough that you could do Rashi on the Parsha, well, you guys better know Rashi on the Parsha. That's what your kids are going to be learning. You have to know Rashi on the Parsha. One of the reasons we do on Thursday nights Medrash Pirkei Rav Eliezer is because those are the Midrashim that they usually teach your kid in first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. These are the Midrashim. Aside from Rashi, these are the Midrashim that are frequently taught to children. So that's one of the reasons why we do the Medrash Pirkei Rav Eliezer. So you guys get familiar with that. And you could download the first 38 chapters we already did. So that's all online. Rashi, you have to know Rashi on the Parsha. You should really make sure you know that. Prepare. You have a Medrash Says. You could start reading the Medrash Says. That'll give you a good background. There's the Book of Our Heritage. You read that. These are the things that I think a person should try to cover as he approaches married life. Try to cover Chumash with Rashi. Try to cover basic laws, be it the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or something else. And try to cover the Book of Our Heritage. There's one more point which I think is very, very important, and that is frequent other Jewish homes. Start having a few homes where you're a frequent visitor and see many homes. And from what you see, take mental notes. Learn from it. You can learn more from that than any class can teach you. By being in other people's homes, try to go and get yourself invited, and you should realize that you're seeing a limited view of the home. I can tell you that when you guys come to my house, so I'm in rabbi mode. I can't do what I do with my kids when you're not there. So you're not really seeing what a Jewish home looks like. I once had a relative who gave me over the head for that. They were there one meal where you guys were there, so we had one kind of meal. And then the next meal when you weren't there, where one of the things we do at the meal is we sing Smiros, and all the kids are on top of me. And we have this game where I'm juggling them as we're singing. So this relative of mine said, why don't you do that when the guys are here? Don't you think they have to learn how to do that too? That's part of a Shabbos table also? So I said, yeah, but you know, I'm not comfortable doing it in front of you guys. You know, at the end of the day, you got to be comfortable at your own Shabbos table. There is a certain element where until you become a part of the family, you're not really seeing everything that goes on at the Shabbos table. So you have to give yourself, that's what I'm saying, try to get one or two families where you become a part of the family. Aside from that, try to see many families. And you have to keep learning. Meaning your time at Machon Meir is not enough. There's no way it's enough. And even a guy who went to yeshiva, a guy who went to America as a rav, if after he leaves yeshiva, when he starts building his home, he stops learning, he's got a problem. He has less of a problem because he at least has what he grew up with. It's in his blood. You ask a person who hasn't learned in 10 years things from Chumash Rashi, he knows them because he grew up with them. It's just a part of him. And you guys don't have that gift. Your children will have it, Bezrat Hashem, but you don't have it. And that's why it's all the more important. But you have people who learned in yeshiva, and then they go out to business or to the army, and they don't learn. And then they come to Shabbos, and they don't know what Parsha it is. And they're in trouble. A guy could be the whole month of Elul and not notice it's the month of Elul. Oh yeah, they blew shofar shachris, right? If you're making it a part of your life to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to learn the Book of Our Heritage. For years, I was learning the Book of Our Heritage, even though I grew up in an Orthodox home and I grew up in yeshiva and everything. But there are a lot of things I was unaware of. So the Book of Our Heritage is an excellent, excellent tool. And at the end of the day, Be'ezrat Hashem, you learn here. I think there's one more point, which is an important point. When I started out in Machon Meir, I went to Rav Bigon after a few months, and I said, what can we do to help the guys get more shiduchim? Guys want to get married, how do we help guys get more shiduchim? So he looked at me and he said, young man, you're right, but before you worry about shiduchim, I'm worried about making sure that they're ready to date before they start dating. He said, a lot of times a guy is running out to date after he's been in Machon Meir for 2 months or a short period of time, and he feels like he's ready. He hasn't yet learned a lot, so he doesn't yet realize what he doesn't know, and he's not yet ready. And that's where it's recommended that a person should have a Rebbe that he's close to, someone who knows him, knows his growth rate, knows his general plans in life, who can think it through with him when would be the appropriate time to start dating. So the answer, I think, to your question, from my perspective, is all of the above. Meaning there is basic knowledge, which is critical. There is balance, which is critical. There are different homes and different aspirations within the home. Honesty is critical. Continuing to learn is critical. And yet, after all of that, I still think that Rav Bigon's advice, having a Rebbe who knows you, who can think it through with you, is also a very good idea before one starts. On this point, or something else?
Yeah, well.
So just 1 second, let him continue. On this point, I assume, yeah?
So is there any specific, a very specific level of mastering, a certain one of the tumim, one of the subjects, or one of the, or something like, I think Rambam talked about that you should first find a parnasa and make sure you are stable and, secure with your life. And then you can go out and, share it with somebody else. So is there an accepted standard, like you said, after 2 months of learning Machon Meir, which is nothing, relatively. So I think, is there an accepted standard time there's people who come in and out of here.
You can't say that. Different people come at different levels and different balances or imbalances in their different states.
Somebody would have be associated with this movement and that belief and then this kind of chassidut and then pick up this mitzvah and drop that mitzvah chas v'chalila so people go Balei Teshuva go through an obvious process of the ups and downs like you said or just changes at all. So is there let's say a span of 5 years, after 5 years of tshuva, then a person is relatively stable as far as what he feels secure.
I think a lot of it depends on one's history. I don't think you could give one formula. You can't compare a guy who grew up in Israel in a Mesorati home with someone who grew up in a reform home in the U.S., with someone who grew up in a conservative home, with someone who grew up thinking he was Jewish only to discover later that his father being Jewish wasn't enough, or with someone else. So, each case is so individual, I don't think you could give one formula. We had people who came in here who were keeping everything, but they weren't Jewish. Until they did Giyur. So what are you going to tell this guy? After your Giyur, you got to keep practicing for another 10 years. What do you mean? The guy was keeping more than other guys after 3 years in Machon Meir. He wasn't yet obligated to keep it. But he knew more details in Halacha than almost every student in the department. Before he was obligated to keep them. We've had more than one student that way. I don't think you could give a formula. Because it's too individual.
Because it takes a lot of time to do Parshat Teshuvah. I found that Art Scroll is good because, instead of just Rashi, sometimes it can be less interesting when it's just Parshat Teshuvah with Rashi. And if you do Art Scroll, then, you have a variety of the Parshim and commentators. So, are you at least, are you at least going to say,
It's right here.
I'll pull it to you from inside.
That was the answer I was going to give you.
Yeah.
Right, that's up. Not exactly. Preferably, you read the parsha twice with Targum Unculus. In our day and age, for you guys, read the parsha twice and read it with English. That's fine. Read it with art scroll. That's fine. At this stage of the game, let's talk again in 20 years. How old are you now? 43, that's fine, then we'll talk about it. You personally, we could talk in 5 to 10 years. Everyone else, 20 years. Yeah.
So you're saying it's more important that you get ready.